not sure. The government sort of does a smoke and mirrors thing, and we're, I think, as a group, we're a little confused now how to proceed. There's a special session. I think there's another session in January that's going to discuss this. So we just have to be vigilant and be ready.
What has been the impact of this so far? Has it been up to this point when the Attorney General ruled that it's not in effect, but have people been suffering consequences because of it?
Absolutely. We've heard from a lot of people whose landlords jumped on this, and there were quite a few people at the rally in Annapolis who were facing having to move or give up their dogs, and some of these people weren't in a position where they could move, and it was gut-wrenching to talk to them because their landlord was saying either you leave or your dog leaves, and a lot of these dogs end up in a shelter where they're killed. So to think that somebody's dog died over this, and it's not even in effect, is tragic. It's just tragic.
On the other hand, if you're a landlord and you know you've got a tenant who has one of these dogs, and legally these dogs have been declared dangerous, you're just one dog bite away from a major lawsuit.
If you're a landlord, you should be fighting this just like we are, because what's next for landlords? Suppose your tenant kills somebody. Are you responsible for that also? It's a terrible precedent. It's just bad law, and it affects so many people. I think the government thought it was just going to affect thugs that own thug pit bulls, but it affects everybody, everyone who owns a dog, all landlords, all business owners that work with dogs like myself. It was a really far-reaching ruling, and, you know, it's not just a fringe group of pit bull owners that are upset by this. It affected many, many thousands, millions of people.